Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know that I believe in good, sound data analysis that is objective, not predetermined, that I know that government agency data analysis needs to be the best in the world, that we shouldn't be litmus testing or testing folks that do data analysis on behalf of our country for political loyalty tests. That doesn't work. It doesn't help for good policy. And most importantly, I believe that people that advise presidents or mayors or county executives or governors, that they have an obligation to tell that elected official the truth about things. Even when the facts, the data, the truth of the matter might be politically challenging. And the thing that scares me the most is that I don't think Donald Trump has anyone around him that is remotely courageous enough to tell him the truth. And the particular truth is this: Donald Trump's economic policies are failing. And we have yet to even begin to see the impact of those policies. Companies for the last 8-9 months have been trying to absorb the impact of tariffs, to not pass those along to customers, to do as much accounting and bookkeeping mechanics and movements as they can, to not pass those costs on to customers so they don't lose their customers, so they don't alienate the people that buy their products. But companies' abilities to do that, including Walmart — I dissected one of their earnings call just a couple weeks ago with economist Benga Angelore — from Walmart to John Deere, from Nike to Apple and others, they're all saying it's about to get worse, not better. And despite that, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent got on Meet the Press yesterday and just lied his butt off for about 30 minutes. First, NBC journalist Kristen Welker tried to ask him about what John Deere said, which was, we're going to lose probably northward of $600 million because of the tariffs, and we've laid off 238 employees. Scott Bessent's response was, well, I'm hearing different things, and the New York Times shouldn't be trusted. And then Kristen Welker said, it's not about the Times, it's about John Deere, and besides, beyond John Deere, many companies are very deeply concerned about the economic stagnation we're seeing. Donald Trump fired the last woman who put out a jobs report who led the Bureau of Labor Statistics in July. And yet the August jobs report was worse than the one in July, but he's got nobody to fire anymore, so how does he complain about that? Let's take a listen to this next exchange between Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and NBC journalist Kristen Welker yesterday on Meet the Press. Listen to how Scott Bessent dodges these questions and then blames everybody but the guy that's setting our country's economic policy. Take a listen.
But Mr. Secretary, it's not just John Deere. We've heard from a lot of different companies around the country. Nike says that tariffs will cost the company around $1 billion this year. Black & Decker says $800 million. The big three automakers all say they've had to pay more than $2 billion in tariffs. The list goes on and on. Bottom line, do you acknowledge that these tariffs amount to a tax on the American people?
Well, first of all, let's back up, because what we've seen, for instance, the Japanese automakers have said they're eating the tariffs. So,
but these companies say they're eating the tariffs.
They're eating the tariffs. So, and again, there are numerous companies who are doing the opposite. You know, you're taking these from earnings calls, and on earnings calls, they have to give the draconian scenario. There aren't companies coming out and saying, oh, because of the tariffs, we're doing this.
That is just nonsense. His response to American companies are saying they're losing billions and billions of dollars, which means, by the way, to staunch that bleed, they're just going to have to charge their customers more if they haven't already. That's what all of this means. His response is, well, the Japanese companies, they're just eating the That has nothing to do with the point that she's trying to make. And then he says on earnings calls, they, apparently these companies, have to give the draconian scenario. No. And Scott Bessent knows this. An earnings call is where a CEO wants to be very clear in a publicly traded company. They don't want to give any inaccurate information because what? That's a securities violation. Their objective in an earnings call is to present an accurate picture of their company's financial health and their prospects in coming quarters. It's to inform shareholders in the market. And if they're facing headwinds, i.e. negatives, problems, they're going to be candid about it, as well as the mechanisms that that company has to deal with things like the terror of tariff policy with no articulated objective end state and no idea when they might end or under what circumstances or if it'll flip-flop tomorrow. That's not the incentive structure on an earnings call. It's not to be all doom and gloom. In fact, most CEOs work mightily to show upside potential in their companies during earnings calls. Why? Because the markets are listening. And if they said, as Scott Bessent would have regular Americans believe, that it's just having to give the draconian scenario, what they'd be saying to the marketplace is start selling our stock. Our company is doomed. And CEO pay is tied to stock performance. So guess what they're not doing? Quote, going with the draconian scenario. It's not good for the CEO, and it would result to a sell-off in their stock. Scott Bessent used to run a hedge fund, and he damn well knows this. So what he's doing is lying to the American people. We've dissected earnings call on this show. We're going to dissect more of Scott Bessent's, the Treasury Secretary's, nonsense on the other side. And then I'm going to show you how this all relates up, again, to your family's financial health, and indeed, your family's physical well-being as well. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn. Hang with us through the bottom of the hour break. We'll be back and finish up this important discussion on the other side. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.